Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. NEPA products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. Holy smokes. Hour number three. It's hour number three. This is it. This is my final live hour of the year. I'll be playing, by the way, so just so you know, there will be programming. Chosen Generation Radio programming that we'll be playing. The network, the TECN network, will be taking a break starting on the 22nd. So what is that? That is, so I think it's, yeah, so Thursday, that'd be a week. Yeah, Thursday and Friday of next week, there will be no programming. I think that's the note that I got from the boss of the network. Hang on a second. From the chairman's desk. Yeah, starting on Thursday the 22nd, the network will be down from the 22nd to the 24th doing major upgrades, maintenance scheduled and so forth. So the 22nd and 23rd, next Thursday and next Friday, there will be no programming on the TECN-TV network. And we're going to just take time off completely. I will be off all next week, taking a break. It's my anniversary week, 36 years. That's on the 20th of December. And then Christmas is the 25th. And then I'll be off the following week for New Year's. The Lord is, the Holy Spirit said you need to take time off, and I had some people that pray for me that have said, do you need time off and you need to just let the Word and let the Lord just refresh you on the inside? And I agree, man. I agree. So there you go. But I'm very, very, very excited to have my guest with me. This is, man, what are we in? Is it like year 10?
Seems like year 2.
No, it does. I completely and totally concur that this year has absolutely, it's like if you blinked, you would have been like, it's December.
Yes.
I mean,
because we're getting older?
You know, I originally, I thought that was the deal. I thought, oh, well, you know, because I've said that before, heard that before, talked about that before, what have you. And originally, I thought that. But some of my younger friends have said the same thing.
Hmm.
They were like, no, Pastor, I mean, I've got a 20-year-old spiritual daughter in India. And she said, Anjali was like, no. She said, this year, whoosh. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, I think that this is related to the times and the seasons that we are in, Don. Because, you know, when you think about, right, you know, 2 Timothy 3, perilous times, right, in the end. When you think about the time that we are in and the appearance and all of the things that are happening and the swirling of the wicked that's going on and all of the and the dis, and the level of deception.
Oh.
I mean, I saw there was a post that I saw on Facebook this morning on just my feed. And a gal, you know, had posted and said, hey, you know, there's, you know, I just feel the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you know, spend time in the Word, read the Word of God, you know, get your Holy Spirit discerners on. And I agree. I mean, I'm in 100% agreement. And then later down in her post, one of her friends writes, yeah, and don't forget about the 711 other books. There are 777 books in the Bible, and I'm like,
wow.
No, not really. There's not. There's actually not. No, these books were found at the Vatican. Okay, that ought to be the first indication you got a problem right there, okay? You know, I mean, there's a Latin version that they found stuffed in a drawer that is a perversion. And the perversion of the Bible itself really exploded. I mean, it was going on. You had Westcott Hort. Westcott Hort drew from the Alexandrian perversion that Paul warned about. He warned about Alexander. That's the Alexandrian perversion. The reason they had the Nicene Council to begin with. That wasn't a Catholic gathering. That wasn't something called by the Vatican. That wasn't even something driven by Constantinople. It was the first ecumenical gathering of all of the leadership. And when you stop and think about it, you know, I go back. This book is called The Gemellis and the Curly-Haired Horse. My family came to America in 1878. So that's 150 years ago, roughly. Yeah. Okay. Now, I can track my family back further than that based on history and the conversation I had with my grandmother and then the conversation that I had with my relatives when I went to Alpicella, Italy, where we came from, and then went and saw them in Cello Ligieri, and we discussed, and in here it talks about the history, so I can go back to Napoleon. And it's the actual history of the Italian side of my family. Now, on the other side, my grandmother, my dad's mom, went back, and she traced the history all the way back to the Mayflower.
Wow.
That's 400 years.
Yep. Almost to the day.
And so what is my point? My point is when you look at the Nicene Council, which was in 325, that's 200 and, well, it's 300 years from when Jesus was walking on the earth, and if he died at 33 AD, which is the presumption, then you're talking about less than 300 years from when Jesus was actually walking. There are direct relational connections, is what I'm saying, to the letters in the New Testament. And my gosh, the Old Testament wasn't even in question. They weren't even debating that. And yet here we now all of a sudden, but why? Why is there confusion about that book? I think you can speak to that, Don, when you think about communism. Communists need to confuse truth and facts. That's what they do. They create chaos. They cause you to question everything you believe so they can shake that up so they can begin to insert their lies.
A perfect example of that, and it's happening right this very day. We see pictures. We hear reports. It is indisputable that we have no southern border. It is indisputable with pictures. It is indisputable with witnesses that have actually seen this, that anybody at any time can walk over our southern border and be in the middle of our country. And nobody stops them, nobody asks them questions, they just go. And yet we're being told by this current communistic administration that our border is under total control, that there is no problem.
Right.
And people believe it. And there are some people that actually believe this despite the pictures, despite all of the evidence that is just hard fact. There's more evidence that our border is not under control than there was that O.J. Simpson killed his wife and that young kid.
Yeah.
Those were indisputable facts. And so you look and we know that deception is one of the key tools of any propagandist regime. In fact, we were told by Hitler propagandist?
Goebbels.
Yes, he told us. He said that I can tell people that a square is a circle, and after time, people will believe
they'll buy it.
That
yep.
A square is a circle.
Yeah.
The Russian communist who immigrated over to Canada and talked about their methods, said the exact same thing. He said the goal of the communist movement is to confuse and distort. And so when we listen to what's going on around the world today, I can't read that.
This is why I encourage folks to watch Disinformation. This is Pacheco. This is the guy that wrote Red Horizon, which is the book that Reagan refers to as being, you know, his guide to unwinding Gorbachev, understanding Gorbachev, and the tearing down of the wall. But there's a lot of accuracy in that. I can just tell you, as a former Russian linguist, that what this guy talks about in here is what we were shared with and what was told to us from the Russian defectors that were giving us our information when I was in Russian school as a member of the U.S. Air Force, that validated by their testimony, their witness, and their personal testimonies of the things that happened to them. And it's been a continuum, by the way, because I've done ministry in Russian churches, ministered and spoken with Russians and so on. It's an absolute fact of the things they've said. About 30 seconds before we have to take this first break.
This is one of the big reasons that the communists absolutely despise the Bible, because the Bible says that the truth, Bible speaks about truth, and the Bible thoroughly encourages all of us who believe that Christ is the Son of God, and even those who don't, that you should always be discerning. Communism cannot stand up to discernment.
Yeah.
And so far, the movement throughout the world, including the movement within Europe, movement within the United States, cannot stand up to discernment. And we must be discerning people.
Amen. And our discernment comes from that comforter that Jesus said he was sending. And that's the Holy Ghost. Back with more after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negative products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Don Jans. And just, again, to let you know, Don has generously agreed, if you will send in a donation to us, and now's a great time to do that, by the way, but if you'll send in a donation of $100 or more, we've got 5 books here that we are giving away. We've got 2 Visions for America. Don, what's this one about?
We were founded on the basis of natural rights given to us by God. Communists always say, no, entitlements are truly rights. And the minute we start to accept entitlements as rights, we are going down the road to communism.
The road to tyranny.
The road to tyranny goes back to the beginning of our country, Jamestown and Plymouth, both started as collectivist communities. They would have become extinct had they remained in that genre, but they switched to capitalism, and that brought us about capitalism. This is about Constitution, Freedom of America is about a young kid that starts to realize just exactly how thoroughly this communist movement is in our society, what he does about it and what happens to him. Everybody has to understand this because it's key to freedom. Republic or democracy? How were we founded? Why were we founded the way we were? Why did our founders unanimously reject democracy? We must understand those differences or we are down the tubes. Setting brush fires of freedom. You have to remember that even back in the 1700s, there was a strong movement to oust tyrannical government and to bring forth individual liberty and freedom. Samuel Adams led the revolution. Samuel Adams told us it does not take a majority to prevail, but a tireless and irate minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom. Every one of us, every single one of us who wants a free country must become involved in this. And this means, it could mean stepping outside of your comfort zone, but if you want to remain free, you're going to have to do it, and you're going to have to understand why we are a republic, not a democracy, and start to discuss it, not argue about it, not debate it, but learn how to ask good, penetrating questions. And Jesus told us, he said, you have to plant seeds. You have to plant seeds. Some will plant the seeds. Some will do the watering. Some will do the harvesting. You never know which one you're going to be doing at that point in time. But you have to be doing one of them always.
And it's so important to understand, you know, the sovereignty. We are the sovereigns, and that is a really that is a mental state that you have to enter into. You have to begin to see yourself as a sovereign citizen and not allow yourself to continue to be a sheeple, as it were.
A person with a sovereign mentality will absolutely insist upon limited government. A person with a sovereign mentality will truly believe that the government that governs least always, always governs best. A person who is with a servant attitude will always want the government to lead them, to tell them what they can believe, that the government will tell them that, no, what we're taught in the Bible is not right because they know better. And so are we going to be the sovereign or are we going to be the servant? Will we have limited government or will we have big dictatorial domineering government? Folks, American people today have become advocates to a large extent of big dictatorial government. That's always tyranny. It is always tyranny. It never fails to become, and many times, most of the time, despotic tyranny.
Well, and the only ones that we as Christians are servants to is Jesus Christ. That's who we, that is who we are subservient to. We give an example. Jesus gave an example of a form of servant leadership in the sense that he looked out for the people that were around him. But he also taught them to be self-sufficient, to take care of themselves. And then along with that came the bearing of one another's burdens, but not in the sense that if someone continues to walk, because remember in 2 Corinthians 5, you talk about the man who was sleeping with his father's wife, and what was the instruction? Put that sinner out.
Yep.
Put the sinner out until they decide that they're going to live, because every pebble dropped into a pond creates ripples. Every pebble. And our ripple needs to be a ripple that is positive for the rest of the pond, not a ripple that is causing negative disruption. Positive disruption, radically positive disruption, that's what Christ caused, because we live in a world of sin. But what Jesus brought was a radical movement into righteousness, and that's critical. 20 seconds.
And the communist movement cannot operate with that type of mentality.
Exactly.
The communist movement says exactly the opposite. You must depend upon the state, because the state will take care of you. And they despise the Bible, and they despise the Constitution. And we're seeing that not throughout the world, specifically in the United States today.
Because the state then determines right and wrong, and there are no absolutes. Everything is subjective, predicated on who's in charge and what's going to benefit them, versus laws that are God's laws that apply to every single one of us. Don, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll see you next year, my friend.
I'll see you next year. I hope many people take us up on that offer. Send that $100 or more, and spend the holidays understanding who we are, what we are, and why we must return to God to exist as a free nation.
Amen. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then Chelsea Yeoman will be with us. We're going to talk about life and the value of life right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbal. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am very excited to welcome to the program Chelsea Yeoman. Chelsea, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here today.
It's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we were just talking about it. You know, we have a situation where we have the FBI, and I guess maybe no surprise these days, but we have the FBI suggesting that it is pro-lifers that are the domestic terrorists. Pro-lifers are the problem. They're the dangerous ones. Chelsea, what are you seeing as it relates to that situation?
Yes, I mean, unfortunately, it has been the entire federal government has wielded the FBI as a political tool and to weaponize it against their political enemies. And right now, pro-lifers are in the crosshairs. Christians are in the crosshairs. We've seen this amplified and escalating for years, but it's really getting to the point where FBI is full-on invading Christians' homes and pro-lifers' homes and arresting pro-lifers under the guise of an old act called the FACE Act. And, you know, video footage has come out and shown that there might not even be violations that existed. Charges have never been pressed. I mean, this truly is political activism in the FBI at its finest. And for us, you know, the most disappointing and disheartening part of it is, meanwhile, you've had over 50 cases of outright violence and firebombing at pregnancy resource centers.
Right.
We have active violence now that needs to be addressed. Protection needs to happen for pro-lifers. And unfortunately, that just hasn't been the case.
So talk to me about, I mean, one of the examples I know was as Christopher Wray actually came out and basically added or padded his numbers by including, I believe it was 73 FACE cases. But talk to me about the FACE Act. Help my audience to understand, what is this FACE Act that they're talking about?
Yes, the FACE Act is an act that protects facilities, healthcare facilities, and churches alike from someone violently blocking access or physically blocking access to healthcare or churches. And so it's a pretty broad act and one that we think is just being misused right now. You know, we know that the Biden administration is obviously upset about the result of Roe being overturned.
Sure.
There's not much they can do at the federal level to continue to push abortion forward. They're grasping at straws, and this is one of their best ways to really, I think, try to intimidate pro-lifers. And in these instances, we're talking about peaceful pro-lifers who are praying outside of abortion clinics. Many of them are Catholic families who go together. Some of them, their sons and children were there. And in one instance, we heard that an abortion provider, you know, their employees came out and were verbally harassing a teenage kid who is out there. And, you know, none of that is being prosecuted, but what we have is instead, you know, people with pro-life views with a giant target on their back. But, you know, our movement's going to remain undaunted and do what we do best, which is serve pregnant women in need and care for them in their moment of need and try to assist them in making the choice that ultimately they say they want, which is to parent and to choose life at the end of the day.
Well, I think there are some really great documentaries and films that have come out as well that, you know, that really speak to this. You know, the film that Abby did, you know, that is basically her story of being a very pro-abortion, you know, almost like a superstar in the Planned Parenthood world, until she comes face to face with aborting a child. Mm-hmm. And the impact that has, you know, there's another one that I think that you and I talked about previously that came out that was, again, almost in more of a passive kind of a way, but it just really presents the arguments. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I mean, at the end of the day, the reason that anyone is pro-life is because we believe humans matter and that humans have dignity and value and worth and a purpose, life is beautiful. And we believe that because we know two things to be true. In the womb, it is a human. We aren't having puppies. We're having humans. That's right. A scientific fact. And then a biological fact is that it's alive. We know that 95% of biologists in a study out of 1,100 who were surveyed all agree life begins at conception. And so the more we talk about the child in the womb, the fact that it has fingerprints by 12 weeks, a heartbeat by 5.5 weeks.
Right.
You know, there are incredible things happening when you look at her development in the womb or his development in the womb. And continuing to remember that we're talking about little vulnerable humans who are dying by the millions. That's the most powerful thing we can continue to talk about.
I think the one that I'm talking about is called The Matter of Life, which is using Fathom Events. But it, you know, again, it just really does a great job of presenting the issue of life. And something my wife had sent me over a video, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they now have, I guess, the first state-of-the-art uterus replacement reproductive centers. Have you seen, you know what I'm talking about?
I did see that this week. I was a little floored to see that this week. You
okay,
know?
So go ahead. I love your thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so they're creating these facilities. They call it an artificial womb, and it is just that. It is they did it with lambs and had a sheep born in 2017, and now they're moving on to humans. And they're saying, you know, not only do we have a population growth crisis on our hands, that our population's not growing at a sustainable rate. Additionally, we have millions of people on wait lists to adopt children. Yeah. Millions struggle with infertility every single year. So we're going to create an artificial womb to grow children in the womb.
Right.
And, you know, the greatest tragedy of that is we are aborting almost 1 million children a year. Some years it's higher, some years it's lower. But the answer to this is, have the children we're currently having. Come and surround women with love and care and support. Help them have their children. Adopt their children. You know, there's a simple answer here when abortion is the number one cause of death worldwide to the human population problem.
Well, I'm just going to say, so it's just the irony has turned into a funny thing, but this is a non-funny irony, because here you have these individuals that are truly a part of the woke movement. They don't proclaim themselves to be pro-life, yet they are recognizing that you cannot continue as a people if your reproductive rate is 0.7. Okay, I mean, it doesn't add up, You know, if every two couples creates a new person, eventually your population numbers are going to significantly decrease. And then the other piece to this, Chelsea, that's kind of mind-blowing to me, is again, here we have now they're creating an artificial uterus so that they can create babies, and yet on the same group or funding is supporting and funding the abortion mills on the other side of this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wonder if there isn't some human engineering that's a part of this process.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe in the article that I read on science and technology, which, by the way, is not my typical articles to read. I'm usually in the political world, but, you know, that one definitely caught my eye. The first thing they talked about was genetic engineering of humans and making sure that the children that they're going to be potentially doing this with don't have genetic flaws or, you know,
Right. Correcting
DNA. And all of that should be cause for concern for us as a society. I mean, we know, you know, it's no secret that the World Health Organization has been talking genetic modification for years and years and years. And so that certainly looks to be on the horizon and something that we're aware of. And,
hey,
and
Rudolph. Hello. Well, you know, and that's what it's about. I mean, right there, that's what it's about. It's about kids. It's about kids. It's about our children, and it's about kids, and it's about, you know, protecting and defending our kids, and that's really why we do it. It's certainly why, you know, why I took a dive in an accident to save my daughter's life was for the same thing. So we'll be back to talk more about that coming up right after this. You're watching Chosen Generation Radio. My guest, Chelsea Human, and she is with Human Coalition Action. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where
Hi,
no
I'm
topic
Chef,
is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Chelsea Yeoman, with the Yeoman Coalition, and we just were able to celebrate her eldest son and his Christmas outfit. How cool! Out on Christmas break, but you know, I mean, that's what this is all about. This is all about our kids. It's all about defending them from conception and recognizing their intrinsic value that they have. And then, of course, you know, we're also concerned, very concerned, about what's happening to them in the school system and some of the, you know, inappropriate curriculum, if you want to call it that, that our children get exposed to.
Yeah, it's definitely something that as a parent, you know, I have little ones. My oldest is just now in kindergarten, and we have so much more to think about now with the way that the exposure level for our children, protecting them from ideology that is just different than our Christian ideology and how we're trying to raise them, and confusing and definitely not even age appropriate, a lot of it. And
sure.
So it's a lot to navigate as young parents. But you know, we're lucky and grateful that there are so many resources available. There's diverse schools available. You know, and that's something that we're certainly grateful for, but
right.
It does seem like there's a full court press against parents right now, you know, against our children, whether it's indoctrinating them, you know, or even in the abortion context, eliminating them. It just seems that children really are bearing the brunt of a society that's very post-Christian in nature.
Well, I had a guest on earlier this week, you know, that was talking about, you know, it wasn't kids, it was in a different setting, but they do the same thing. Mom and dad don't know what they're doing, they're bad, their ideas are maybe old-fashioned, what have you, and if they're doing certain things, you know, tell us. Right. So that way we can intervene. This whole thing that happened with, with the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, you know, deciding that you have that parents who show up at school board meetings are domestic terrorists. It's insane.
It's interesting you bring that up, Pastor, because really, what he called them was domestic terrorists. He categorized them as that, and that there's a very legal reason he's doing that, because there's a way to prosecute with the FBI if you're classifying a people group as domestic terrorists. And we began this show talking about the FBI being weaponized and arresting pro-life activists.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons for their charges was they also classified the pro-lifers as domestic terrorists. And so I think we need to all be very aware of it and very vigilant, and it matters who we vote for, it matters who we elect, and that we show up to vote ultimately, because whoever is in charge of our FBI is going to have a lot of power when it comes to putting Christians in the crosshairs of prosecution.
Sure. Well, and you know, we just had a segment where we talked about, you know, the voting situation with Michelle Swinnick and what they're doing down in Arizona. And SaveMyFreedom.us, and you know, the Kari Lake case is great, but what Michelle says is it doesn't go far enough. What happened, you know, she was an election judge. Michelle was an election judge, and she was there when they were trying to run ballots through, and 90% of the ballots that they tried to run through on election day between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. at her location in Maricopa County wouldn't go through. Her roommate tried 15 times to run his ballot through. 15 times. And it wouldn't take it. And he had to put it in box number 3, door number 3, whatever you want to call it. But under the rules and the guidelines, once it goes there, they're under no obligation to count those votes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going to now, so here we have, we show up here. We have, we're the judges. We're the poll watchers. In Maricopa, they did all those things. And yet the system still stole the election. So, folks, it's not even just that you show up and vote. It's you better get involved in who counts the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the voting, but you've got to be engaged in who's doing the counting, how is the counting being done, what is the verification process. I mean, and you know what? It goes back to, and we're going to run out of time here, and I'm sorry for that, but it really goes back to, Chelsea, the question that Benjamin Franklin was asked at the end of the First Continental Congress. What do we have? Do we have a republic or do we have a democracy? And he said some very critical words. A republic, if you can keep it. Folks, a republic means that Chelsea and I are the sovereigns. That the government serves us. It doesn't lord over us. It doesn't demand things of us. We demand of the government that it protect our rights. Its only power, its only job is to protect our individual rights. And when it crosses that line, it's no longer our government, it's tyrants. And that's what we're battling. I hate to say, Chelsea, but we're battling tyranny here in America. And for Foster's sake, for your son's sake, for the sake of my grandchildren, my children, my great-grandchildren that might come, we have to stay in this battle, and we've got to get people engaged in the process. And that's what Human Coalition Action is about. Let me give you 30 seconds to give a quick commercial for Human Coalition Action, if you would, please. And then, folks, I'm going to say goodbye and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because I won't be back with you until next year. I'll have some repeated programming playing next week. Don't miss it. Important stuff. But I'll be back with you live next year, unless something major breaks, and then I'll jump in. Go ahead, Chelsea.
Yes, well, I'm with Human Coalition Action, and we are a pro-life advocacy group, but we advocate on behalf of women who are seeking abortion. We understand what their needs are. We're here to serve them and advocate for them and their unborn children. It's a package deal, and we do it with compassion, love, and passion. And that's a little bit about us. You can look for us at HucoAction.org.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. All right. Hey, Pastor Greg here. Just want to say thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great Merry Christmas. Have a great New Year. Don't forget to get signed up at CGRWellness.com for your health, PatriotMobile.com/chosen for your phone, or call them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, or buy Pastor a cup of coffee. Sandra Witten is next here on TECN-TV with Texas Fully Loaded. Don't go anywhere. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to encourage you, please be careful out there. Father, I just ask you to watch over everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them safe, keep them protected, and watch over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And I just ask, Father God, Lord, that you keep our entire state and every member of it safe, and all of those facing severe winter weather right now. Keep everyone safe and protected. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.